We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
Hello and welcome to a special mini-sode of Ye Olde Crime, the show where Maddie and I discuss the funny, strange, and obscure crimes of yesteryear every Wednesday. This special bi-weekly segment is called Can You Crack the Cramp Word?, which is slang for a difficult or obscure term, which I thought was very fitting. And joining me today is Sarai from Freaky AF. And before we begin, I'd like to give her the opportunity to tell us a little more about herself and her show before we start the game.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Sarai from Freaky as Fuck podcast. Freaky as Fuck is kind of just like a casual, spooky podcast where I kind of dump all of the information that I have on all of the things, true crime, paranormal. I've been really getting into like dark history, so that's fun. Mm-hmm. And I kind of have you guys to thank for that. You guys are a huge inspiration to me. So thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. Well, That's a nice compliment, so thank you for that.
It's true.
I'm also very excited to have you on because I've been binging your show and I really enjoy what you do on your show. So
it's nice to have you. Thank you.
So you explain what the show is about. What sort of inspired you to create your show?
So I was introduced to true crime at a very young age. My mother, she was a big fan of like CSI, Miami and stuff like that. So, you know, and I spent a lot of time with my mom as a kid and I just kind of would sit there and she'd be watching it and I'd just be like, huh, you know, what's this? And mm-hmm. It just kind of grew on me. I was just like, you know, this is interesting, you know, as like a 7-year-old learning about like murders and stuff like that. But it really stuck with me. And then it just kind of became something that we bonded over. And then it's always really funny because when we're around family or something like that, they always joke. They're like, oh, well, if you ever need a dead body, you know, hidden or something, you could just go to Sarai and her mom. She'll know what's up. So, yeah, it started off as like a bonding experience between me and my mom. And then, you know, as I grew up, I just kind of accumulated all of this knowledge and all of this weird, you know, information that I didn't know what to do with. So I was just like, you know what? Like, I'm pretty sure there are people out there who would be interested in the same thing. And I feel like, yep. You know, I could just share my information like I did, you know, with all of the other people. But this time people would actually want to hear it.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. I know a good barometer for me is, and it's not actually a good barometer, when I go to like meet people for the first time and they like ask about what I do, you know, and whenever I mention the podcast, they're like, oh, what do you talk about? And I'll be like, oh, fun things. Like, you know, did you know that people apparently taste like spam? And then they're like, wow. And I'm like, cool, this was weird.
Right?
And I did that.
I get that 100%. So I totally, you know, see, this is why this is a thing. You know?
I know.
We just kind of go together.
I know. I let it slip to some coworkers one time and they were like, wow, how do people know that? And I was like, I don't know, but people know it. So
I know it. So better watch out.
It's a known thing.
Right.
So, sorry I ruined your day, but now you'll know that forever.
Yeah. Give them something to think about, you know, for the rest of their week.
Yep. You never know when it'll come up during trivia night at bingo. You know what I
exactly.
mean?
Like, always got to be prepared.
Yep. So you kind of talked a little bit about, you know, the true crime aspect of your show. So what kind of got you interested in the paranormal aspect of things?
So paranormal, I grew up watching Ghost Hunters and mm-hmm. that fascinated me as like, you know, growing up. And I think, you know, it's so weird because it was one of those things where I was like afraid to watch it, you know, but I was like, I just couldn't stop. And then just like, you know, the older that I got, I was like, you know, nothing like this has ever happened to me. And part of me is like really okay with that. But then another part of me is like yearning for it.
I'm missing out.
Right. Like, I feel like, you know, people always ask me too. They're like, so do you actually like believe in like ghosts and like spirits and stuff like that? And I'm like, I definitely like to keep an open mind, but I will be a true believer, you know, when something happens to me, and it has yet to happen. And, you know, here's hoping till one day my eyes will be open to the other side.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, I grew up watching Unsolved Mysteries, so that was like my jam. And yeah, it's the same thing. Like whenever the like paranormal segments would come on, I'd always be like super freaked out. Like, oh, should I be watching this? But then, yeah, it was the same thing. It's like when you see a train wreck, like, you know, you should look away, but you can't. Exactly. You have to keep looking at it.
And it's, you know, and that's one of these things about like, you know, that also kind of got me into like podcasting as well, was just like, you know, one day I just got curious as to like, you know, what other people, you know, thought of the same subjects. And I think that's something really cool that we do, you know, that we just kind of like, it's like a huge conversation to have with everybody. And it's so nice to like have the same interests and stuff like that. It's it's awesome.
I know. It's nice to find like-minded individuals who are like interested in hearing like your take on a case, or, you know, talking about a case or something, some weird cryptid or something, or ghosts. And yeah, exactly. It's nice having someone else who you can talk to without feeling like you're secretly being judged.
Exactly. And with the whole paranormal aspect, I just put out an episode on the St. Augustine Lighthouse in Florida, and I got a bunch of people come to me and be like, oh yeah, I've totally been there. And it's so weird. Like, there's definitely something going on over there. And I'm like, I want that. I need it. I just want to, you know, I want to be scared.
I know. I'm very excited because I get to, for work, go to New Orleans in June. And I'm really looking forward to going there to like experience it, because I've never been, and so I'm like super excited. So if I experience anything, I'll let you know.
Yes, that's like spooky bitch central New Orleans.
Exactly.
You know, it's like a mecca for like us.
I know.
You gotta go at least once.
I know. And I'm going, one of my coworkers that I'm going with, she's never been either, and I was like thinking to myself, because I looked up where the hotel is that we're staying at to, like, see what's around us. And I was like, you know, the Museum of Death is within walking distance.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm going to have to, like, low-key bring it up to her and be like, hey, how would you feel about going to Museum of Death with me?
Yeah, just, like, walk by and be like, oh, what's this? You know,
this looks cool. Which, should we go in? Gosh. Should we just try it out?
We're already here. We might as well just like go in. It's kind of hot out here. I could use some AC.
Oh. So if I do that too, I will let you know, because
please.
I'm so excited.
I'll live vicariously through you.
Sounds good. Last question. What is one episode that is either your favorite or one that you would recommend our listeners check out first?
Ooh, I feel like my Constance Kent one is a pretty good one. So that one's pretty, that one's 19th century. And, you know, she was, Constance Kent, she was a crazy broad. It's very, very true crime. It's very, you know, she was sneaky with it all. It's, and I had a really good time actually recording that one. So I think that one was my favorite to record, to listen to. And yeah, I definitely feel like that's your audience right there.
Cool. Nice. I can't remember if I listened to that one or not. I'll have to go back and check it out now if I haven't.
It's, oh man, she was insane.
A lot of the female criminals back then were pretty insane.
Right up your alley.
I'm there. I can picture it right now.
Exactly.
Hey there, friend. My name's Sarai, and I host a spooky casual podcast called Freaky AF, where I tell you stories of conspiracies, true crime, and of the supernatural. So if that's your kind of shiz, come check us out. I'm sure we'll be great friends. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, and a bunch of other places. Or you can look us up on Twitter and Instagram. We're Freaky AF Pod. That's FreakyAFPod. Come get spooked, y'all.
All right. Are you ready for some slang terms?
I am.
Okay. All right. Your first term is dilly down.
A dilly down. All right. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a drunk dance, like a dance that you would do while drunk, like super inebriated. I'm going to take. Yeah, that's what I'm going to guess.
Okay. A dilly down is a lullaby. Maybe you could sing like a sea shanty, a drunken sea shanty.
Now I'm just like picturing like some old drunk dude with like a baby just like screaming it a lullaby, you know, trying to like rock it to sleep.
Or the baby's laying there, or a small kid, and he's like drunkenly playing an accordion or something and like singing. And the kid's just like got the blanket up over their face. Like, I don't know what's happening and I'm freaking out.
Like, I thought you were going to tell me a story.
Mom, make Grandpa go away. He smells weird and he's scaring me.
That was the best accident ever. I'm so glad that that happened.
Okay, your second term is meter, and it's spelled like meat-er.
Okay.
Like the meat you would eat.
All right, meter. Okay, that sounds like, I don't know, like a child's toy?
A meter? Okay.
I don't know. I'm still thinking about the drunk guy.
That's fair.
So what is a meter?
A meter is a street term that means coward.
Oh, God. See, I would have never guessed that.
See, and I wouldn't either. So don't feel bad.
Well, dang. I guess I'm too modern.
I know.
That is...
I'm trying to see if I can figure out where that comes from.
You darn meter. I'm going to start using that.
You are such a meter. And they're gonna be like, what? What does that mean?
Don't worry about it.
I don't eat a lot of chicken. What's going on? I don't understand.
I'm a pescatarian. Thank you. No, thanks. Pass. That was
Hard
a good
pass.
One.
It is. Like, they were really fun. Thank you for that. Drunken accordion guy.
I'm going to be thinking about that for the rest of the week. Like, that's just going to be, like, that's just my mind. Like, 24/7. Like, if you ever go inside my mind, that's what's going on in there.
That's cool. Babies playing with meat sticks and...
Right.
Drunk people scream singing at babies.
I just pictured like a child with like one of those giant like turkey legs that they have at the Renaissance Festival. It's like, yeah, Grandpa, get it.
That's a great jam, Grandpa.
Oh my goodness.
This is such a rager.
I cannot. I'm literally crying.
Oh, I'm getting sweaty. I'm laughing so much.
I know. Oh, my goodness.
Well, on that note, I would like to thank Sarai for joining me today for Can You Crack the Cramp Word? And before we go, could you please tell our listeners where they can find you on social media?
Absolutely. I'm on Twitter and I'm on Instagram and I'm at FreakyAFPod on both of those. And yeah, come hang out.
Yeah. And I should ask, I don't know why I don't include this in the script, but when do new episodes come out of your show?
I try and publish a new episode every Sunday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, there you have it, folks.
Yes, ma'am.
And on that note, as always, I'm Lindsay, and I'll see you next time with another tale as old as crime.